This is the Montana Economic Minute.
Back when I was a young student, we learned that life expectancy in the U.S. was a bit lower than our peer countries, but only a little. We also observed year over year how improvements in health, pharmaceutical breakthroughs, and other factors contributed to a steady rise in expected years of life, which was a tremendous achievement. But it gradually became apparent that expectancies weren't growing as fast here as in other countries. The gap grew to a full 3 years by 2015. Since that time, things have actually become even worse. Life expectancy stopped growing entirely in the U.S., and after COVID, it's actually declined, falling by 3 years since 2020. This amazing and alarming event hasn't gotten enough attention, especially since in our peer countries, the COVID impacts were comparatively minor. Vehicle accidents, homicides and suicides, opioid overdoses, all these have been cited as possible explanations. In the space of a few years, we've quietly undone all the progress that was made in 25 years. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.